Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dr. David Hilden is Vice President of Medical Affairs at Hennepin Healthcare. He is also, you can hear him Sunday mornings here on WC Show. It's a great show, taking phone calls sometimes. It's really interesting to see what people are asking, but obviously a lot of us continue to be dominated by what's going on with COVID-19. Dr. Hilden, I appreciate you joining us this morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks, Dave.
Dave, there's a lot of concern, obviously, within the last hour we've just learned. The headlines are telling us that their federal authorities may try to pause the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine. Can you tell us what you know about that?
Yes, it's just developing over the last day or two, and this announcement came just this morning. And I think what the officials are doing is they're just being very cautious about a few side effects that they saw to see if they're actually side effects or if they're coincidence. This happens when you start to give any medication, not just a vaccine, but any medication to a lot of people. And in the case of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, something, I don't know the exact number, but something like 6, 7, 8 million people have received it. And so far, six of them have had a blood clot, and they're just not sure. It could be that these blood clots were going to happen anyway, because hundreds of thousands of blood clots happen every year. And with 6 million people getting the vaccine, some of them are going to get blood clots. But it's at least possible. It's at least possible that there's a relationship to the vaccine. So what they're doing is just taking a pause. They're going to study it more and see if that appears to be the case. I think it's the right move to do, but I worry that people are going to think that, oh my goodness, if I get this vaccine, I'm doomed to get a blood clot. That is not the case. It is still probably much more likely that you're going to be protected by getting the vaccine and getting the blood clot. So I'm sure we'll hear more about it, but it's a temporary pause for now.
Okay, so that's as I read this morning, Doctor. I know you've been aware of it a little bit longer, that we understand it's six recipients that develop blood clots, and as you're saying, about 7 million people or so have already received the shot.
Yeah, and so you really, that's one in a million. If my math is right, there's a one in a million chance that these people got a blood clot relative to the vaccine. But it could be that it's not even related to the vaccine. One of the things about this particular blood clot that is giving the officials pause, and gives me some pause, is that these are not your typical blood clots that we see literally every day in the hospital. When typically in a hospital, if you have a blood clot, your doctor will give you blood thinners. And those blood thinners are quite effective at preventing future complications. This particular blood clot that these six people have occurred in weird places. For instance, in the brain or in some of your intestinal blood vessels. Those types of blood clots are not treated the same way. We don't go and give the same blood thinners that we would for everybody else. That's why it's a little bit more concerning, is that the doctors who are seeing these patients might not recognize it as such, and do the wrong treatment. So I that's another reason for the pause, to educate the medical community. This is an extremely rare thing. It may or may not be related to the vaccine. But if you do see it, you have to have special treatment plans for it. That's another reason for the pause, to educate us all.
Dr. Hilden, what is the census at the hospital, and what are you hearing from hospitals across Minnesota? I know you stay in touch regarding the COVID-19 patients coming in.
Indeed, we do. We're very full. We're not all full of COVID, but the trends are very concerning in Minnesota. We are currently, I believe, the third worst state in the country after Michigan and I think New York or New Jersey for cases. If you look at a curve of our cases in Minnesota, we have more cases now than at any time in the pandemic other than the big spike that was in November and December. It's worse than last spring. The hospitals are getting more full, but one silver lining, if there is one, is that these cases are happening in younger people. And they're less severe. So the death rate, at least so far, has not climbed at the same rate, although the death rate is climbing as well. So I don't know the cause of that. Most of the cases are in northern states, such as ours. It could be due to it's cold here and we're still inside. It is a roughly 1 month after the state of Minnesota relaxed its social distancing guidelines, so it's at least possible that it's due to that. Youth sports, college campuses and things like that. So it's mildly concerning. Our cases are they're going up. They're definitely going the wrong direction. So people, do get your vaccine and continue for another few weeks or a month or two with your social distancing and your masking.
Dr. Hilden, very busy, certainly never enough time, but I will talk to you again on Thursday morning if you have time.
Absolutely. I'll be here, Dave.
Yep. Thank you, Dr. Dave Hilden, Hennepin Healthcare Practicing Physician and Vice President of Medical Affairs, WCCO, time is 728. Steve has the latest as to what's happening here in the Twin Cities and Brooklyn Center, and also a little bit more on the Johnson & Johnson news that you just heard the doctor talking about. That's all straight ahead in a couple minutes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.